Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:13 now. I hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a hot week, and I think Peyton said more of a chance for showers tomorrow, but I think we're pretty much into our regular summertime pattern where it's going to rain and then it's going to stop, rain, stop, maybe rain for the rest of the day, maybe not. It's summertime. What are you going to do? Things are going crazy in L.A. with some protests going on. I don't know about crazy. L.A. is a big place. But with protests at different places, the president's calling out the National Guard, I guess, or the governor's not happy about it. I don't understand what's going on. David Schultz is here, professor of political science at Hamline University, to walk us through what's going on in L.A. with the National Guard and who can call out who for what. How you doing, David?
I am doing well. I hope you're well today, too.
I am. So tell me what's going on in L.A. I know they got some protests going on that have turned violent with burning cars and so forth, right?
Sure, yes. Okay, so what happened is last week there was an ICE raid on several workplaces looking for people who were undocumented, not legally in the United States. And as a result of that, protests, you know, erupted across a lot of those different work sites, trying to block the feds from being able to perform their duties. And then as a result of that, Donald Trump decided to say, I'm going to call in the National Guard for basically enforcing order to keeping the peace and so forth. And I think last night I heard him say at one point also, just to add a little bit more to the story here, he said he might consider sending in regular troops also to assist the National Guard. So that's sort of the quick and dirty fact pattern.
What is his name? Hegseth, I think, is the Defense Secretary. Hegseth, am I saying that right?
Hegseth, yep.
Yeah,
from,
yeah. From,
who grew up 3 miles from where I live.
There you go. He's talking about Marines from Camp Pendleton. But tell me what is involved for the United States military to get involved in domestic issues in the United States. Of course, you know, if what ICE is doing is legal, you can't have people disrupt the federal government from doing what is legal just because they don't like it. Take me through all of this.
Okay, so first off, going back to after the Civil War, we have a law in place that generally bars the U.S. military from doing domestic policing in the United States. There is an exception, and it's a law that goes back now to what, the early part of the 19th century. I'm going to forget the exact date. If there's like a serious insurrection or rebellion in the United States, then the federal troops can be used. But for the most part, since the end of the Civil War, that law has barred, again, you know, regular military people from being able to do any kind of policing. Now, when the National Guard comes out, that's usually at the request of governors who will say, we need, you know, we're the ones who are going to bring out the National Guard. But they're not involved in what we call direct policing. If we think of what police do, you know, police arrest. Police perform a lot of services, of course. But for our purposes, you know, police are doing the arresting and things like that. We don't have the National Guard doing the, let's say, domestic law enforcement, and we don't have regular military doing domestic law enforcement in terms of arresting people for violating things. It's mostly patrolling to keep the peace.
So take me through the National Guard, because I'm a little bit confused about that. It's a state organization, but it's the military, but it's not. But National Guard can be called up to fight in the regular military, but I don't know, David. I never did quite understand what the National Guard was.
Okay, the National Guard's a little bit complicated, but you're right. It's basically state by state, and the governors of a state can call the National Guard out if they believe it's necessary for keeping the peace, or a lot of times, and maybe this has happened in your state also too, there's some type of natural disaster.
Yeah, during hurricanes. Let me ask you, is the National Guard part of the Army, or is it a state army, or is it part of the U.S. Army? That's what I never did understand.
It's a little bit of both. It's at the state level, the governors can call it out, but the President of the United States has the authority to bring the National Guard in some situations for military purposes overseas. I'm going to go back to my state where I'm in Minnesota. Back when Reagan was president a long time ago, he wanted to send National Guard and troops for patrolling around Nicaragua. And my governor at the time said, you can't do that. And the case went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically slapped my governor back 9-0 and said, the National Guard. Under federal law, the president can call out the National Guard for military purposes, but again, not for domestic purposes in a state without the, I mean, basically, it's either with governor's consultation, I think in some situations, or governor's has to do it and give permission. Yeah, but anyhow, it's not supposed to be a situation where domestically president just gets to call them out and say, show up in you're in California, show up in California and go do policing or something like that.
So the National Guard is separate and distinct from the U.S. military. So when it comes to posse comitatus, I think is the term, and the U.S. military and U.S. troops being used against U.S. citizens, that's where we got some problems, right?
Exactly. There's no question about it. Now, by the way, I may have slightly off a little bit some of the nuances of the relationship, but I think I got the basic picture here.
We're looking at a big picture.
Yeah, but you're right. The law, Posse Comitatus Act, does bar the regular military from involving in law enforcement. And even again, like I said, with the National Guard, generally they're in the process of keeping the peace, patrolling. If we're not talking about natural disaster types of issues, I put that in a slightly different category here. So what could have happened in California, what should have happened is that if Newsom believed that he needed the National Guard to help in terms of addressing the riots and so forth like that, he could have called the National Guard up himself to be able to do that.
So who, I guess I'm wondering, like the generals in the National Guard, who do they take their orders from, the president or the governor of the state?
Governor of the state, but again, they can be called into federal action for military action overseas in some situations. But yes, the simple answer is that the head of the National Guard in a particular state is appointed by the governor. Now, some states it might be governor with some kind of legislative approval, but most states it's going to be appointed by the governor of the state.
I don't get too far in the weeds on that, but it always confused me. It always caused me massive cognitive dissonance trying to figure out, well, who do they work for and who orders who where and what? I don't know. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about President Trump and Elon Musk and SpaceX. And it seems to me like it's either if you could do business with SpaceX because it's a good deal, whether you get along with Elon Musk or not, you do business with him. If it's not a good deal, well, whether you like them or not, you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. We'll talk about that and more when we return. 621 Traffic Now, WWL. Hi, 626. Friend of mine texted in, National Guardsmen have a state mission under an order from a governor. They have a federal mission under an order from the president. Army reservists, they do not have a state mission. So there you go. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. So let's talk about the fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump and who's got what on who. I know, I don't know who's got the most to lose here. One thing that does kind of get my attention is canceling the contracts because you got to fight with somebody. Well, either you do business with SpaceX because it's in the best interest of the country, or it's not, not because you get along or don't get along with the person. So what's the next shoe to drop here? Who's I don't know. David, take me through this.
Well, first off, let's just start with the real basics here. We've got two billionaires who are squaring off against one another. And you have to, whether you like Trump, dislike him, Musk, dislike him, whatever, these are two people with big egos who are clashing with one another at this point. And how this is going to play out, I don't know, over the next few weeks here. But I mean, think about it. This was a marriage that started with Musk saying, I really love you, Donald Trump. Trump saying, I really love you, Musk. Trump, you know, Musk spends all this money to get Trump elected. The partnership develops. And now it's almost like watching a love relationship fall apart at this point, in terms of where the fight has gone at this point. And both of them are highly dependent upon one another. Musk gets billions of dollars in government contracts. On the other hand, the U.S. is highly dependent upon Musk for our space program. And they're so intertwined with one another at this point, it's figuring out how to untwine them, if you want to do that, is really very difficult. I think what we're going to probably see is a continued on again, off again, I don't know, fight in relationship with them, because I actually think both of them need one another, and the U.S. government needs Musk, and Musk needs the U.S. government. So I just see this, you know, what is it? I just see it remaining a very dysfunctional but necessary relationship going forward.
One thing I saw was Elon Musk's kind of taking a page from the president's book or from the MAGA book, in that he was going to back opponents, the legislators that voted for the, quote, big, beautiful bill. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the president talked about taking legal action against him. Is there any legal action can be taken, or can Elon Musk spend his money and back whomever he wants? Because I thought you could contribute as much as you wanted to whomever you wanted.
Yeah, I thought, God bless America, you could spend your money any way you wanted politically. I mean, there are limits to how much you can directly give to candidates. Mm-hmm. But as we've learned, there's all kinds of ways of getting around those contribution limits. And so Musk is free to spend his money. You know, whatever he's worth still these days, he could spend his $400 billion any way he wants politically at this point, and there's no limit on it. Now, Trump is saying, I'm going to cancel a bunch of contracts. If he does that, like anybody who's got a business, you know, and you probably have a lot of people who have businesses listening to you right here. If you decide to say one day, I just don't like this person I got a contract with, I'm going to cancel it, they're going to go to court and sue you. And that's exactly the case that's going to go on here, is that Musk is going to sue Trump if he cancels all these contracts. So Trump just can't say, I don't like you, end it. On top of which, going back to it, our NASA program is so highly dependent upon Musk's rocket ships at this point that if we were to cancel them, we're just not in a position right now to be able to build up the capacity to do anything. And we've declared that we want to get to the moon again before the Chinese do. So at some point we have to make a decision and say, okay, even if we don't like one another, the whole mark of professionalism is working with people you don't like, but still doing your job, because what, you have to do your job.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Palermo about those LSU Tigers. 6:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller. 6:45, quarter till 7, LSU going to the World Series in Omaha. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Before we get to the serious stuff, let me ask you this. And look, I'm not judging. I'm not criticizing. They do a great job. They got TV stations out there covering the grand opening of a convenience store. Are you a Buc-ee's fan or not?
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. And I'm not judging. I swear to God, I'm not criticizing. I don't care. I just...
I can see how people can get, all caught up into it, but... usually when I'm on the road and traveling long distances, I'm just looking for a place to go to the bathroom and, get a snack and a drink and move on.
And I don't mean to be indelicate here, but the problem is you wait so long and you keep putting it off so long, that when you finally stop, it takes you so long to go that you lose all the time that you saved up. That's a conversation for a different day. Let's talk about World Series. I was watching a little bit of Louisville game yesterday, and one thing that I did notice is that it was 74 degrees in Louisville. A little bit different than it was in Tiger Stadium, huh?
Well, yeah, at Alec Box Stadium, it was really hot, Tommy. I mean, especially Saturday. That was some tough conditions for the pitchers. And I think for West Virginia, it was difficult for them. It was way more difficult for them than for LSU. LSU certainly handled it better, but still, I think there's when you look at the outings that you got from your two top starting pitchers in Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and you look at Kate Anderson, he gives up a season high in seven runs, and Ianson, really just started to scuffle there once he got into the fifth inning. Fifth inning, I mean, the Heat played a factor in it. There's no doubt. It's not easy to throw up to 100 pitches and in that kind of heat and not expect to see some sort of drop off or not to have your best stuff. In West Virginia's case, especially last night, their starting pitcher was dealing with some illness prior to the week. And then you throw them out there in those really muggy conditions. It's just tough. There's a reason why he just really struggled, and not only just struggled with in between pitches. You can tell he was just very deliberate because he didn't have much stamina out there. And LSU took full advantage of it. And this is why you play all season long to put yourself in this position. So you're hosting games at Alec Box Stadium, not only to have the crowd behind you, but you should be able to handle the heat better than any of your opponents, especially those that come from, West Virginia, where, a hot day there is 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. So LSU played it right, and it's, offensively, they took advantage of all the mistakes that West Virginia made over the course of these two games.
So I didn't see the game last night at all because it was way past my bedtime, and I didn't even dare start because if I did, I wouldn't have been able to work today, starting at 8 o'clock after the weather delay. Tell me what the game turned on last night.
Well, I think there were a couple situations, Tommy. First of all, a big five-run inning in the second inning for LSU. Mm-hmm. And, the theme for – this super regional series was just the walks and the hit batsmen and stuff like that we saw from West Virginia pitching, and then just the inability to make plays out in the field. West Virginia's second baseman Gavin Kelly could not catch two pop-ups, and in both cases, in particular in the seventh inning, it really blew open the game, because in the seventh inning, give West Virginia a lot of credit. LSU is able to score five runs in the second inning. They take a 6-0 lead. But as I mentioned, Anthony Ianson, as the game kind of went along and his pitch count built up, he was not as efficient or effective as he was earlier in the game when he struck out the first four hitters of the game. And West Virginia started getting to him a little bit. In fact, hit a couple home runs off of him in one inning, and they got it within 6-4. And then in the seventh inning, a pop-up that's not caught by the West Virginia second baseman leads to a huge six-run inning. And that was the ball game right there. There was no way West Virginia was going to come back from that. And LSU, I think for the series, they only had 18 hits, but yet they put up 28 runs because of all the walks, the hit batsmen, the errors. I mean, this West Virginia team came into the box. No, we knew that they were not a very good fielding team, and it really cost them last night. Just the three errors. I think they had 13 errors in the five games that they played in the NCAA tournament, and that's just there's no way you can come into the box and expect to win in the postseason if you're not playing a button up style of baseball. And West Virginia did not.
Speaking of the box,
LSU took full advantage of it.
Game was supposed to start at 5, started at 8. The fans hung around.
I tell you what, I was surprised, Tommy, in the ninth inning how full that place was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
Three-hour delay is sizable. Let me take a break, Jeff. We'll pick it up. We'll come back, look ahead to Arkansas, because I think that's who the Tigers are scheduled to play, and you got the two, I think, better teams there going against each other. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talking about LSU heading to the World Series, College World Series, 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. LSU's on the way to Omaha in a College World Series after sweeping West Virginia late last night. Second game ended. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com. Louisiana Network News Director. Got a nice article up at WWL.com if you want to go read it. Jeff, real quick, when it comes to mindset, I'm just wondering about Jay Johnson. Is his message to the team, look, we haven't won anything yet, or is it, we're here now, just relax and let it flow? You understand what I'm asking you?
Yeah, I say this. He's very proud of what this team has been able to accomplish. And the thing that he hit on a couple times last night during the post-game press conference is that this team deserved an opportunity to play in the College World Series by the amount of work that it put in, the togetherness of this team, the talent that's on this team. I think what makes this team, I think what will, regardless of what happens in Omaha, I think what we'll remember about this team is the fact that it was so deep, it was so talented, and there were a lot of guys that, several guys that had to take a back seat, had to put their own personal ambitions or maybe their own personal goals of what they wanted to accomplish this season and put the team in front of them. And, and I think that, when you take a look at a guy like Jake Brown, who's one of the better, he's one of the better outfielders in the country, but he didn't start every game this season. A guy like Ashton Larson, who was a really big part of last year's team, barely plays this season. I mean, there was a lot of guys that had to make some sacrifices for the better of the team. And it's still, no egos got in the way. And here they are in the College World Series. But, as Jared Jones said last night, they'll hit the practice field again tomorrow. They'll fly out on Wednesday, and it'll be all business in Omaha. The plan then is, to win this national championship. But I think anybody that recognizes how baseball is, it's such a random game. Mm-hmm. And there's so much randomness in it. The best team doesn't always win.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with just relaxing and let it flow either. Real quick, I want to get this before we run out of time. They play Arkansas, who's, I guess, LSU and Arkansas, two best teams. If LSU gets past Arkansas, take me how this whole series plays out, in your opinion.
Well, huge ramifications in Saturday night's game, because LSU and Arkansas are going to go. I mean, when you look at the field of eight, and it's still not set yet because you got Murray State and Duke's Super Regional Series hasn't been decided yet. But LSU and Arkansas are the two best teams in the country that are still left playing. The way the bracket fell and the way that we saw some upsets with Texas and Vanderbilt getting bounced out earlier, LSU and Arkansas, unfortunately, are going to have to meet in the opening round instead of the championship series. So a huge game. But if they win that game, man, they're in the catbird seat at that point. They're in the winner's bracket. They play the winner of either Duke, Murray State, UCLA. And then if they beat Arkansas and they played Arkansas later in the tournament, Arkansas would have to beat LSU twice in order to eliminate them. So Saturday's game is about as big as it gets, Tommy.
Huge. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. We come back, we'll talk about prescription drug prices in Louisiana.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.